Larry, still got you, correct?
Yep.
Oh, wonderful. Well, welcome everybody. I got Larry Haffner with me. This is Vance Rogers, and we're going to have some rapid fire fun here. I do need to apologize. We're going to do this the fastest we've ever done it, and I've got a board meeting that I need to run out the door to, and a bunch of other stuff. So we're gonna have some fun. We're going to specifically talk about and hear Larry's story and his experience with the Kinko Touch, which, as I've been describing or saying to people, is appropriately named, it's affordably priced, and it's affectionately felt or experienced. And Larry, let's start with you, and then we'll talk a little bit more about the touch. 2.5 years ago, April 1st, 2014 or 15?
14.
Yeah. So 2.5 years ago, you had, and I remember you and I talked about this before you were going to do it. You had planned for quite some time, what do they call it, the perfect jump or the perfect glide, the perfect slot, you know, fly. What was this all about?
Well, I was I'd taken up paragliding as a retirement venture, and most people wonder why I would do that. It's because I was skydiving when I was 18. So I had taken a big sabbatical off of that type of sport for almost 40 years because I was a pilot. And I always thought, well, you know, if you get hurt, you can't afford not to make a living. So I kept putting it off until retirement. But anyway, I went down to Phoenix, Arizona, and this is not about my accident, but you just got to know what happened is that I had made a perfect takeoff into a thermal situation, which was supposed to give me a real long ride. The guy before me had done that 20 minutes before me, and he was having a real good ride. And I took off, and about 150 feet in the air, about 10 seconds after, 8 seconds after takeoff, my wing collapsed, and the instant thing that went through my head was, "You're dead." And and God was looking after me, and the wing reinflated a half second before I hit the ground. So instead of hitting the ground at about 80 mile an hour, I hit the ground at about 40. And as a result of this, I broke both my ankles and my back. And the recovery, considering what had happened to me, went pretty well. After about a week in the hospital, 3 weeks in rehab, I flew back home and continued rehab for the next year and a half. But I never could get rid of the pain in my left ankle or my lower back. It wasn't a pinched nerve. It was just muscle pain. After they fused 5 vertebrae together, they didn't leave those muscles anything to do, and they never could seem to quite decide what they were going to do. So they just hurt occasionally. It wasn't excruciating pain, but it was annoying, and it kind of wore you down. And so I started using magnetic therapy because all the rehab didn't seem to get the pain away. I got my flexibility and mobility back, but I couldn't get rid of the pain. And I wore that, what do they call that, Vance, that Kinko pad in your back? You know,
you're talking about the MagFlex.
The one
you recently admitted losing, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And you just replaced it. But I don't really need it. That's why I lost it, I think, is because when you need something, you don't lose it. But when you decide, hey, you know, when you're not thinking about something hurting, well, you kind of forget about it. And that's kind of what happened. I lost it. But I wore that thing for off and on for probably pretty better part of a year and a half. And I've got the mag steps in my shoes. They didn't seem to be helping a lot, but the magnetic bracelet helped a lot on my left ankle. And I wore that continually. It didn't matter if I was in the hot tub, the shower, or just going somewhere. I always just left it on there. And the reason I know the magnet was working, pretty simple testimony, is that I lost it one time after about a year. I was out doing photography. I lost the thing on site in a grassy area, and I just figured, oh, well, hey, I don't need that thing anymore because things were feeling fairly well. Well, about 2 months later, my ankle started hurting so bad, I thought, man, I'm going to have to go have surgery on this thing. And I went back and saw the doctor. And then as I was walking out of the doctor's office, I said, I lost that bracelet 2 months ago. And I thought, maybe if I put that back on, I won't have to do anything serious here. And so I got another bracelet, put it on my ankle, and literally within, I'm not kidding you, within about 6 to 8 hours, everything got back to normal. And so I was, I'm pretty much a believer of some of the magnetic products, but you have to wear all of them. Well, this new thing called the Kinko Touch, Vance brought it over the other day, and I had had a really severe
Charlie horse,
whatever, my lower right calf, which is not even the leg that I normally have problems with, and I don't think I'd had one of those in literally 20 years, probably. And it was excruciating, and that happened at 10 in the morning, and I was still limping around here, literally going upstairs very carefully and using a cane around the house. 5 hours later, when Vance showed up with his Kinko Touch, and so I thought, well, and by the way, I still was wearing the magnetic bracelet on my left ankle, but not the back piece, whatever you call that.
The magflex.
And so Vance says, why don't you try this thing? Well, it looked like a pretty strange machine, and I'm going to say this even if it's recorded. I don't really like the convenience of this of the way it's built, but there's probably a reason for that, meaning that you know, if you do it in your back or some other place, you got to prop it so that it holds it and it fires in the area that you want it to fire. But you know, it works a doggone well, and I'll put up with that. Anyway, I used it on my leg, my right calf, and within, well, it didn't instantly feel better, but it certainly felt a little different. And then about 10 minutes later, it felt quite a bit better, and Vance says, why don't you use it again? And he was here for about an hour. And I put the thing back on for another 10 or 15 minutes while he and Pat, my wife, were talking. And literally within 30 minutes from the time that I did the first treatment, I was walking on it without limping, and I couldn't hardly feel it. And I thought, holy smoke, nothing ever worked that good. And in fact, before he walked in, I was getting ready to call the home health nurse to see what she was going to recommend. And I knew it was probably going to be ice or so, or hot pads or whatever, you know, but I figured none of that stuff's going to work. But this thing really worked. And then, being the inquisitive person I am, I thought, maybe I should try this on my left ankle and my back. And so I put it on my back for 10 minutes, and within 20 minutes, 50% of the pain was gone from my back. And on my ankle, it was the same results. Within 30 minutes, 50% of the pain was gone from my ankle. And I thought, well, that's great, but I wonder how long it'll last. Well, I can tell you that I was able to grab my ankle and twist it and pull it to the full extent of its range without it hurting excruciatingly. I mean, I could feel it, obviously, but it wasn't really hurting. And before, I was afraid to stretch it. The doctors had told me that my left ankle, the real problem was not the broken bone, which was on the inside of the ankle. I guess they call that the tibia. It's the tip of a large bone. But what happened is my left foot rolled under about 90 degrees, and it tore all the ligaments and muscle loose on the left side of the ankle, the outside of the ankle. And the scar tissue is the big problem. And so I need to stretch that daily in order to get that mobility and flexibility back. By the way, I do walk without a limp, but it still hurts. And the bottom line is, you know, this thing works. I mean, and it works quickly. And the great thing is you don't have to wear it. I mean, you know, all the other Kinko products that we, or Nikin products that, that we've used in the house, except for the back pad and the seat and the but you got to have it next to you. You don't necessarily
have to wear it. Well, Larry, and I think what's interesting is you, I remember when you came back from Arizona and when we bumped into each other up at the community grain, and you were walking with a walker. And you had this massive back brace on, if I remember correctly, and you just didn't look so good. Now, of course, you know, and I underestimated. I thought it was like 75, 80 feet. That was the miles an hour you were traveling. But really, you were 150 feet up. So that's 15 stories. If people can picture a 15-story building, that's a long ways up. I mean, I went up on a roof doing gutters and playing around with Spence. It's usually one or two stories. So 15 to 20 feet at best. So 15 stories up, that's a long ways to drop out of the sky. And even, and you, I think you described the point of impact was not a plush grassy meadow, but a bunch of boulders that really jerked you around. And your ankles were one thing, but then you, as you described, your back literally almost broken in half. Was it 8 days in the intensive care or in the ICU?
Yeah, it was 8 days. 8 days in the intensive
care. And $279,000 or something like that? It was a lot of money, right?
Yeah, it was a lot of money. Thank heavens I didn't have to pay it all. Right.
Because I remember the day I stopped by you in Pat's house and you were just getting ready to write the check for the deductible, which is like 1% or something, and you thought, well, that's better than paying the whole thing. But this is a severe thing, and it's not as if it just happened a couple of days ago. This has been long term that the body had really developed, as you said, the scar tissue, and you know you haven't even shared what happened with your back, which was kind of funny because you being the engineering inquisitive type of guy, as you said, you didn't really like the design of it. But when I showed you how to just put it on the couch, you know, put a pillow over it and then kind of shove your tailbone up against it. But when I stopped back by, it was that Tuesday morning, you said, man, look at this. And you started bending over and touching your toes. And I'm going, Larry, don't hurt yourself because if I remember correctly, you're the same age as my parents. And I don't want you to go over and you have to, you know, put you back up. But it was, I was really pleasantly surprised at how quickly, you know, just in a less than 24-hour period, that it really did the rejuvenation for, you know, and I think we need to understand that this is not just magnetics. This is all of, you know, the three core earth technologies that God's given us that when we reach out and, you know, appropriately named, as I like to say, you know, touch somebody with this or they experience the touch of it, we're getting to absorb everything that God's put in the earth here for us, and we bring it into a handheld device. And, you know, the results are there. And, you know, so anyhow, I mean, I'm still amazed. And I know you guys, the one you ordered is en route. Did it arrive yesterday or maybe it's coming?
Yeah, in fact, I was using it this morning before you called.
Okay.
Hey, I gotta tell you one more thing about it that, you know, it's a little early for a full assessment, but I'm excited about it, is that one of the things that I had before the accident and since the accident is what they call peripheral neuropathy of both of my feet, which are under the ball of my feet. That was before the accident. So I've had this for like 5 years, okay, at least that long. And I've been doing acupuncture and some natural herbs, Chinese medicine stuff and other things. And I've talked to doctors about it. I've done all kinds of stuff. And both, every place I go, you know, they think they got a fix, but it doesn't really fix it. But the good news was somewhere in the 5 years, I've had some friends with similar problems, and theirs has even progressed up into the calf of their leg, and they don't have any feeling on their feet. Mine pretty much has stayed the same for 5 years, and I kind of attribute it to acupuncture, but hey, man, you got to go every 2 weeks, and some places that's pretty expensive. I've got a pretty good deal here, but Anyway, back to the cut of this thing is about this Kinko toucher. I wouldn't have brought it up. Is that the thing that I've noticed was yesterday. And keep in mind, I did this, what, 3 days, 4 days, was it Monday?
Yeah, Monday afternoon.
Right. And I'm walking down the street, and I'm seeing, you know, I always had it, it was a little worse in the left foot than it was in the right foot. In fact, probably 50% more. So it was definitely noticeable. And I don't know if any of you on this line have ever had peripheral neuropathy, but I'll guarantee you, it's, you've had it. You're going to describe it initial onset as like a wadded sock under your ball of your foot.
Hmm.
I've heard other people talk of it. The doctors say they've heard it repeatedly. It's like walking on a wadded sock. And it's it, you have partial feeling, but you don't have all the feeling in your bottom of your foot. Anyway, so keep in mind, my left one was worse than my right. The left foot happened to be the one that had the bad ankle I was treating on Monday. And I'm walking down the street, and I said, my right foot feels more like that wadded sock thing than my left one does. And after 5 years, I would notice something like that, and I thought, that's not normal. What have I done different that would cause that? You know, and I, after about a half an hour, I'm kind of slow, I finally figured it's that daggone Kinko touch, you know, and I'm telling you, so I'm talking 5 days after I used it, I started noticing a difference in the left foot neuropathy. It was improving. It was getting better. So today I'm doing it to both feet.
Well, and I think, Larry, what some of us that have been in Nikan a while, we often forget we had a device called a biaxial body energizer that threw magnetics into the feet. You put your feet up on it, and most of us thought, you know, we'll go, oh, yeah, I remember that thing. The difference, again, and I need to stress that when you take something that uses three, now, I'm sure there's other technologies out there in the earth that, you know, we can derive energy from, but when we can put three of them into a small device like this, and yeah, it is awkward to try and, how do we put it on our foot? You know, how do we do that? One quick story I'll throw in here before we wrap this up is I went on Wednesday to visit some friends of mine that I haven't seen in months. Here's a guy who, a year after your accident, Larry, he was riding up in on Highway 26 just outside of Madras on his motorcycle or crotch rocket, and one of his saddlebags on the back somehow got free and got loose and ended up jamming in between the rear tire and the fender, and the back tire seized at about 60 miles an hour. He was on a ride with a bunch of his buddies, and the bike stopped, and Brandon kept going over the handlebars and landed on the pavement, on mostly on his left side. So much so, and this is a short version of the story, so much so that a complete paralysis on the left side of his body, his eyes are crossed, his speech is blurred. They barely can, I mean, even get any signs of life out of him, even instantaneously. And at the point before they cut his skull in half and removed half of his skull to allow his brain to expand because of the impact, they looked at Jennifer, his wife, and said, you need to make a decision, because if we unhook him now, he's gone. He is fully relying on life support. So fast forward a year and a half later, his accident was February of 2016, is that right? No, I'm sorry, 2015. And coming up on 2 years, and I stopped by on Wednesday, and all they knew was, hey, I got this new toy that Nikan just introduced. Brandon has been on a sleep system. I gave him a twin-size pad shortly after the accident in one of the rehab centers that he was at. He's now at home, and some of us have heard Dr. Ash talk about hyperbaric chamber and hyperbaric sessions. They actually did a fundraising concert at his church, and they raised the money for them to buy one of these things. And I walked in, they've got it sitting in their living room, and Brandon was inside of it going through an hour session. And a lot of his accelerated results have been because of that. And that's a whole another subject for another day. But when we got Brandon out, got him back in his wheelchair, he was kind of, we took the Kinko Touch and put it up underneath the blanket so it was pointing right at his left shoulder, which is where, I mean, his left arm just hangs limp. And I noticed that the seat and the strapping that we used to get him into the chair was kind of awkward the way he was sitting. So I said, hey, Brandon, can we get you to stand up? And Jennifer says, oh, yeah, he can stand up. I just need to help him up. Well, as I stood in front of him and we propped him up so we could get him repositioned, he threw both arms around me and put his mouth right in my ear and in broken speech said, thank you. And I looked at him and I said, what's that for, Brandon? And I started to kind of get emotional, and he said, thank you. And so when we sat him back in the chair, I said, what did you feel from the Kinko Touch? And he looked at me, again, eyes totally crossed, and he said, warm. It's warm. And I thought, this thing is something else.
Yeah, well, you know, I was doing the foot treatment last night too before I went to bed for the neuropathy, and I had the Kinko Touch. I figured out a way to get it to aim at the sole of my feet. I won't go through how I did that, but I did. It was not touching my feet because I wanted to get both feet at the same time without having to go through two 10-minute sessions. It was after midnight and I wanted to get to bed. But anyway, when you take the treatment of this thing, you don't have to have it touching you. I think Vance has probably already told you that it'll go up to 18 inches away. I take him literally on that, so I've been using it, but I've been trying to make it at least 8 or 9. And if it's anywhere close, literally I could feel a sensation on the bottom of my feet, even though it's not touching you. It is emanating some powerful vibrations and waves or whatever it is, positive ion, negative ion, I think you told me, Vance. But anyway, whatever it is, there is something happening there that's... I don't understand it fully, but I'll tell you one thing. I do know when it feels better or you don't feel the pain, and it makes a difference.
And we probably should throw out here, for the sake of anybody that's new, we don't make medical claims. We're just sharing stories here. I'm not going to tell you that if you go over the handlebars of your favorite crotch rocket or motorcycle, or you're involved in a car accident, or you drop out of the sky from 150 feet at 80, slow down to 40 miles an hour before point of impact, that your life is going to be turned around, or that if you jump off of a 75-foot waterfall 25 years ago, like I did, and still have some residual every once in a while, depending on the weather changes and whatnot, that you're going to get results. But I think that the point being, and this is what jumped out at me, Larry, and let me just finish with this, because I need to jump off here, is that I was reading this yesterday, and I'm not going to get spiritual or start preaching at anybody. We're not going to take up an offering through the phone line here, but First Peter, Paul gave this charge, and he said, you got to get your mind ready for action. So he said, get your mind ready for action, and I thought, you know, that's kind of the biggest problem that I've had over the years is I don't know if I'm ready for action enough to get results with this thing, but what happens when you get out in front of people and you just start putting it on them, things happen. And most of what our questions or our inability to make a big difference to people, oh my goodness, if we just allow them to experience something like the Kinko Touch, it'll revolutionize everything in our ability to share with people and develop a customer base and so many other things. We got to get our minds in the right place first. And maybe we need some money to take this thing and put it up to our brain. Addie did that the other day, our 6-year-old, and was holding it on her forehead. And I said, what are you doing, kiddo? And she said, I'm putting it on my head. I said, why? And she said, well, just because. And she's never seen any of us do that because we're not. I said, you keep that up, kiddo. You're going to have a bruise right on the front of your forehead because it's going to keep thumping. And she just smiled real big and ran off, and we kept doing it. I thought, okay, whatever. I think the reality is, Larry, and I really appreciate your candor and your vulnerability and being willing to share with us, because it really, it inspires me. And it inspires me and challenges me to go out there and get in front of more people. Now, I know that there's been some technical issues with the product, but I do also know that everybody who ordered one or two or more in the month of November, they've all shipped. They're on their way. We have some friends that are actually relatives in Dallas, Texas, that received theirs yesterday, and I'm going to have a chance to call them and find out what the results are. They've got some pretty extreme scenarios, but I think that's what we should try. Let's go for both. Make a list of people that we know that are really, really hurting, people that we'd love to see, you know, experience what we have with Nikan, and go touch them. Go, you know, Ma Bell, the commercial was reach out and touch someone. I think that, but we're dating ourselves if I say that. But I think if we take this thing, you know, again, it's appropriately named, the Kinko Touch. It's affordably priced because, as Larry, you alluded, you know, certain modalities out there are pretty expensive. And it's affectionately experienced. If we let people experience it, we don't even have to tell them how to use it. Larry, I didn't give you a bunch of training because I didn't have a bunch of training. But this thing really, really works. So on that note, I'm going to say again, Larry. Larry Hafner, by the way, has been our guest from Corbett, Oregon, the thriving metropolis where we hail. And thank you again for sharing. Appreciate it greatly.
Can I just say